Esme threw back her head and started to laugh, but not with as much enthusiasm as before.
"What do you mean?" she said. "Just what I said," Violet said.
Esme said suspiciously.
"Let me think for a moment."
The evil girlfriend began to pace back and forth on the frozen pond, her enormous dress crackling with every step. Klaus leaned in to whisper to his sister.
"What are you doing?"
he asked.
"Do you honestly think that we can get Sunny back from Count Olaf with a simple conversation?"
"I don't know," Violet whispered back, "but it's better than luring someone into a trap."
"It was wrong to dig that pit," Quigley agreed, "but I'm not sure that walking straight into Olaf's clutches is the right thing to do either."
"It'll take a while to reach Mount Fraught again," Violet said. "We'll think of something during the climb."
"I hope so," Klaus said, "but if we can't think of something..."
Klaus did not get a chance to say what might happen if they couldn't think of something, because Esme clapped her hands together to get the children's attention.
"If you really want to talk to my boyfriend, I suppose I can take you to where he is. If you weren't so stupid, you'd know that he's very nearby."
"We know where he is, Esme," Klaus said. "He's at the top of the waterfall, at the source of the stricken stream."
"Then I suppose you know how we can get there,"
Esme said, and looked a little foolish.
"The toboggan doesn't go uphill, so I actually have no idea how we can reach the peak."
"She will invent a way," Quigley said, pointing at Violet. Violet smiled at her friend, grateful for his support, and closed her eyes underneath the mask. Once more she was thinking of something she had heard sung to her when she was a very little girl. She had already thought of the way that the three children could take Esme with them when they ascended the hill, but thinking of their journey made her think of a song she had not thought of for many years. Perhaps when you were very young, someone sang this song to you, perhaps to lull you to sleep, or to entertain you on a long car trip, or in order to teach you a secret code. The song is called The Itsy Bitsy Spider, and it is one of the saddest songs ever composed. It tells the story of a small spider who is trying to climb up a waterspout, but every time its climb is half over, there is a great burst of water, either due to rain or somebody turning the spout on, and at the end of the song, the spider has decided to try one more time and will likely be washed away once again.